Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. It's Saturday morning. Hey, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning. Introducing the show to our listening audience. Well, hey, yes, it is Baba Jahi, and you're listening to Home Based Business 101, and you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. Hey, hope you had a great week. It's Saturday morning, and yesterday I shared with you a few tax tips on the first half of our show, and get ready to share with you, take that a little bit more in depth. We talked about your business use at home, some of the practical things that you need to do to document that, because the IRS is concerned about documentation, is make sure that you have a log sheet or sign-in sheet for when people come past your home to see you in reference to business-related matters. That way you can document that people actually do come to your home office. I had a chance last night to do a home party for one of our business partners. And, we had people sign in. It was 17 people that had came by. And so, we had those people sign in on the sign-in sheet, which was really good. And we took pictures. And all of that helped, for this documentation that really actually did have people there at his home for business purposes. And, pictures help a lot because they seal the deal, and you have refreshments, light refreshments for people. So all of that's a tax write-off. The being able to write off the use of his home. We met in the what traditionally would be, some people would call the living room, but in there he has a big screen TV, and we was able to use, for being able to do a presentation. So really, that's a presentation room. You have to redefine certain aspects of your home, presentation room versus living room, because when people come in, that's where you do the presentation. You had stuff set up in the kitchen, which was the snack room. He had two bathrooms, which means he had a bathroom that was, the public restroom for guests to use while they're conducting business. You document those things so that way when he buys toilet paper, paper towels, and stuff like that for that restroom, all of that is tax deductible because that's for that room. He had bottled water, so he keeps bottled water there for when he has business clients, and that's tax deductible. These are some of the ways that you document your tax deductions for your home-based business. One, you have a guest book so that when people come, they make sure they sign in. And a good rule of thumb is this. I don't care what anybody comes past your house for. Always have them sign your guest book, give them a card, make sure they know about your business, and then anything else they came to talk to you about, go ahead and talk to them. But he also had gifts for customers. He had coffee mugs. And, he gave out coffee mugs to people. And those coffee mugs, again, he wanted them to know about the coffee that our company markets. And you're going to hear a little bit about that today when I go to the second, before I go to the second half of the show. I'm going to bring up a presentation by one of my business partners talks about the coffee that we have. It's a lot of powerful information, is shared with you here on this show, and I'm hoping that you're taking advantage of the information, making decisions around what to do, with your home-based business. And again, if you don't have a home-based business, hey, we got one for you, or you can give us a call at 252-406-0774. You can text us at 252-406-0774 and you know, hey, if the business we have is not for you, we can help guide you to a home-based business so that you can make sure that you're taking advantage of, you know, the tax breaks and the other things that are so valuable and important to take advantage of in the home-based business arena. And so, you know, documentation is very important when it comes to the IRS, your savings that you you want to be able to obtain from your home-based business. And with that said, you know, I'm going to play a recording that we did a couple weeks ago, on the 21st of July. We did a program, and that program we did was a telethon, and we had one of our business partners shared a product that we have, and we shared a product this morning, because some of you might be up a Saturday morning, you might be standing around and ready to drink your coffee. Well, okay, I'm going to bring up Jacob B. Jones, and he's going to tell us a little bit about our coffee product that we have in our company.
All right, I took care of the house. Things that need to be taken care of. Hey, I had fun today, and we're doing this segment 12 from the LPGA train station in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Hey, you're tuned in to the Team Legacy Saturday, July 21st team telethon call, and we're just so excited to have people chime in on the line. And I see the lines are lining up. Calling in at the top of the hour. Thank you. Take the time out of your schedule to give us the information where we're going to start where the information comes up. Well, you're in a good treat right now. I know it's kind of hot, but we have a problem. I would call the notes call. You can bring it when it's hot, you can bring it when it's cold. And we got, for this segment at the top of the hour, we've got a powerful policy leader, Jacob B. Jones, who's going to be sharing with us information about this wonderful product. Now he's going to be sharing information about this wonderful product, but he's also going to be sharing with you, you know, how you can also use it as another income stream, revenue stream, and this powerful business that we're involved in. You know, we got to travel, you know, we got to e-commerce, and we also got call. And without any further ado, I'm going to return this call over. Jacob and Joe. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Are you there?
Yes, okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Tally.
All right. The call is all yours. I'm going to mute myself out, take it away, and let us know about one product called the Novi Coffee.
Okay, I sure will. As a lot of people know, in Rocky Mountain and other people know me, I'm a big, big fan of this coffee. Pretty much the only type I drink now, because of the smooth taste, tastes a little bit of goat in it, but it doesn't really overpower it. It has a very smooth, roasted taste. It's a coffee that doesn't give you the jitters or wires like some of the others out here. And I'm just going to mention a little bit about the three superfoods that are in it. We've got three superfoods that have been used for Chinese medicine. Two of them have been used for centuries as they have been recorded in alternative medicine. One of them has been used for over 6,000 years. I just recently found that out. That's the goji berry. The goji, which you can find in China, Tibet, and India, has been used in Chinese alternative medicine to protect the liver, help eyesight, improve fertility, improve circulation, and it is very, very rich in antioxidants, which is something that doctors and healthcare professionals want us to get every day, antioxidants. The next item that they put in it is called Nanotherma, that is also known as the reishi mushroom, that's also found in Chile, and it has been used in alternative medicine to promote longevity, to relieve fatigue, to curb high blood pressure, to keep cholesterol in check, tame inflammation, and support kidney, all of have been used for all vital cells, and they're including increment as the cost. But like I said, they don't overpower the taste. It actually does taste very, very good. I drink it every day. And as Baba said, you can drink it this time of year, too, because I have my own personal recipe. I like a little bit of almond milk and a little bit of So Delicious coconut milk creamer. And, of course, you know, you can use dairy or any other term, any other type of non-dairy if you wanted to. And I like to add a little steam just because I don't like to, you know, fight my blood sugar with blood sugar. But they have other alternatives that you can use also. And what I do is I allow it to cool for about an hour. And then I just add regular ice and I have a latte just like you buy at a coffee shop. But the advantage of drinking this, along with getting the superfoods, is that this coffee will taste back. You know, wherever you buy it off the damn site that someone has shown you, and you get commission that way, or wherever you choose to buy it through fundraising, or choose to distribute it. So this coffee will empower an organization or cause that's important, or, you know, it will empower you economically, if, you know, if you so choose to go out and make an effort to resell it and distribute it. I'm going to talk about a couple different ways that's done. The first way that people make money off of it is reselling the bag to individuals for profit. Okay? You buy it wholesale and sell it for a profit. That's pretty simple. The second way is for fundraising, because we've got a lot of organizations, such as churches, brewing clubs, lodges, political action groups, looking to raise money for projects. And Canovia Coffee gives them an everyday viable product, profit from buying from the distributor and then reselling the bag to its members at the retail price of $1 per cup, which is a really good deal considering how much you pay for a good strong cup of coffee at one of the corporate coffee chains or in a regular coffee shop. You know, normally you can't really get a good cup of coffee for less than $2.50, $3. Okay? But you're basically just selling to people at $1 per cup. Okay? The third way to make money is to sell the individual sachets in ready-made kits at festivals or public functions as a vendor. You know, this is something that I have done, and I actually sold about, I think it was about $350 in 2 days at a festival, and got customers. I just sold it $1 per cup, and really, really enjoyed that. Okay. And another way I've heard that cocoa and coffee packets sell really well is when you add a card, a small stuffed animal, or you place it in a decorative cup, and you sell it as a Valentine's Day present, a birthday gift, or a Christmas stock stuff. And you can just kind of, you know, sell it for your price, and then you can make a profit that way. And the last thing I'm going to mention that really empowers me is that, you know, when you have a good-sized inventory of coffee, it qualifies you for a tax write-off, since the IRS allots you a certain amount of square footage for storing your product that you're vending or that you sell it to individuals around you. And since you have to use your car to carry your vending materials or to deliver your bag to your customers, that legitimizes your use of the standard mileage deduction. And that's something I've personally been able to do. I've heard it just means to log the miles of the book. So whatever miles suggest that you use it for coffee distribution, okay? And also, you want to give your customer receipt, you know, whether you're distributing it for fundraising or distributing it to people for their personal use, or keep the receipt so that you keep yourself out of it, okay? And basically, that wraps up my portion. If this sounds of interest to you, then I will get with the person who invited you on the call today, and we'll get you started with at least tasting some of those so that you can see where you want to go.
Right. Jacoby Jones was sharing with us our fantastic Denovia coffee. And again, as he was saying, you know, it's a great, wonderful product. You can use it, or you can also sell it, make money with it. And you also can get a tax write-off by, you know, having the product in your home where you have a shelf, store shelf space for it. And also a tax write-off for as you drive around to deliver coffee to your coffee prospects or those who don't order from you online. And again, you know, the whole focus here again on Home-Based Business 101 is how to make money working from home. And that's one of the great venues that we have in terms of the whole coffee and travel and another product that we deal with in our company, mobile marketing. You know, that's really, really good. So, you know, these are some of the different things that you can do to definitely earn yourself some extra money. And so, hey, we thank you for, you know, tuning in and listening to this show. And, you know, hey, you got questions, make sure you give us a call. You know, some of us are, you know, been sending us texts, and, you know, we've been getting your email addresses and emailing information out to you. Again, we offer a complimentary coaching session that can help you with your business or help you develop ideas towards a business. And so, you know, that's so, so important. I'm going to close out with another piece on why tax savings from a home-based business are so important.
The U.S. government is currently spending trillions of dollars trying to stimulate our economy. Most likely, our taxes will increase as a result. And when our taxes increase, our cash flow will be affected. We'll have less money to spend and will experience increased stress as a result. The good news is that the U.S. government has come up with a stimulus plan for individuals. The program will help you keep more of what you earn. It's a tax refund program that's available to everyone who wants to participate. You'll be able to receive a 17% or more tax deduction from your apartment rental fees or your home mortgage fees, and you'll receive the same deduction on your monthly utility bills as well. You'll receive a 50% tax deduction on your gas pump prices, regardless of how high prices might rise in the future. You'll receive a 50% tax deduction when you dine out with a friend or acquaintance. You'll receive a 100% tax deduction on fees you pay for health insurance and life insurance. You'll receive a 100% tax deduction when you purchase a new high-definition digital television. And you'll also receive a 100% tax deduction whenever you and a friend attend an entertainment venue. The good news is that these tax deductions are available everyone who wishes to participate and who qualifies. To qualify, you need to be a home business owner. Here's why this program works. In the United States, you fall under one of two tax systems. One is for employees, and the other is for business owners. As an employee, your employer pays you a gross amount. The net amount that you receive in your paycheck is whatever remains after your taxes have been extracted. What this means is that all of your personal expenditures are being used after-tax dollars, which were based on your whole income. As a knowledge into business knowledge. In our initial scenario, we'll assume that you have not yet set up your home office. In this case, traveling from your home to your first business activity counts as a personal travel, as does the travel home from your last business activity. Everything in between counts as business mileage. So the first thing you should do is rent a mailbox at either the post office or a PS store, whichever is closest to your home. Checking your mailbox will be your first business activity each day. The last thing you should do each day is visit your local Starbucks. There are probably at least 5 in your neighborhood, and you'll be able to visit a different one each day. Most Starbucks have a bulletin board where you can post flyers. By checking that your business flyer or business card is in a prominent position, you'll be participating in a business activity. Starbucks is a great place to chat with a patron and give them your business card. Either activity will allow you to deduct 50% of the cost of your latte as a business expense. Remember, your marketing communication creative must be designed for the appropriate venue. Starbucks, for example, is very restrictive in that their store managers are encouraged to only allow community-relevant information on their bulletin board. You can't post anything that would advertise a business, but if it promotes a non-profit fundraising event or contains information relevant to persons or groups within the community, then that's okay. So be creative. Other venues are far less restricted. UPS postal service centers or small retail establishments like a nail salon or a donut shop allow a more direct approach. If your markup piece is an invitation for folks to attend your meeting at a community center, a local hotel, or restaurant, or if you are directing folks to attend your weekly webinar, design your creative appropriately. You only get one chance to make a first impression, so always display professionally designed YDB brochures and business cards. Let's continue with our scenario. In our second scenario, you have set up an office in your home. In this case, business mileage starts and ends at your doorstep. With either scenario, a very simple way to ensure that each intervening stop is business-related is to talk with folks and hand out your business card whenever possible. The IRS is currently allowing this amount per business mile driven. In most cases, though, you'll benefit far more by itemizing your vehicle expenses. Because you'll probably be transporting prospects, clients, and business associates in your vehicle, you'll want to keep it in pristine condition. Here are some vehicle expenses that will become deductible based on the business miles that you drive annually. For example, if 50% of the miles you drive annually are business-related, and you spend $20 every week to refuel your vehicle, you'll receive a deduction of $520 for this one expense alone. Let's assume you live in a six-room home, one with 3 bedrooms, a living room, a family room, and a kitchen, and you're able to convert 2 bedrooms into offices, one for you and one for your spouse. And you're also able to convert your living room into a presentation room for your prospects. If you do that, because 3 of the 6 rooms in your home are exclusively devoted to your business, 50% of your home is used in a business capacity, and 50% of your home is used for personal use. What this means is that 50% of the home-related expenditures listed here are now legitimate business deductions. In this case, for example, if you pay $12,000 in mortgage interest per year, you'd receive a $6,000 deduction for this one expense alone. Now, let's assume that you have a lease on a small four-room apartment, one with a single bedroom, a kitchen, a dining area, and a living room. If you went ahead and converted the living room into a combined office and presentation, then 25% of your apartment would be business-related, and you'd get a 25% deduction on all of your apartment-related expenditures. Obviously, then, if you were responsible for paying $1,000 in rent every month, you'd get a $3,000 deduction from the government on all home office related expenditures are 100% deductible. Any presentation room expenditures are also 100% deductible. Or a dog lover, rejoice. Your canine companions can provide additional security for your business. Your payments on their behalf are allowable business expenditures. Veterinary care is very expensive. Those costs are much easier to bear when you know that good old Uncle Sam will allow you to write those expenses off. Every time that you visit a big box store or a pet store, pick up some cans of dog food and some doggy treats. Your canine security team will appreciate it, and you'll be making the trip business-related. If you are an employee and have your medical, dental, vision care, and life insurance payments deducted from your paycheck, those payments are not deductible. But if you have a home-based business and pay for those insurance costs yourself, the expenditures are all fully deductible. And even your children's allowance is deductible, providing that you convert those payments into a salary for having them complete age-appropriate business-related work, such as filing and cleaning in your home office or caring for their siblings during an in-home presentation. One of the great things about having a home-based business is you can take a prospect to an entertainment venue and then, either before or after the event, talk to them about your business over a fine meal. The entire experience is deductible. The rules are simple. In order to keep more of what you earn by reducing your taxes, you'll need to operate your business professionally, and you'll need to keep good records. The IRS will want you to keep track of the following information for each meeting: where you went, when you went there, the expenses that were incurred, who attended, and why you went there. And to keep the IRS happy, which is always a good thing, you'll also want to maintain a vehicle mileage log, an office activity log, a meal and entertainment log, an overnight travel log, and a business presentation log. If you employ your child, you'll also want to include the timesheet. But please, don't be intimidated by the record keeping. It's very easy, and you'll barely notice it once you internalize the process. The secret to keeping more of what you earned is to become a home business owner. The many thousands of dollars Uncle Sam return to you each year will begin once you decide to actively participate in building your wife and home business. Although tax reduction is one of the benefits of having home-based business, it's not the primary advantage. Obviously, the main reason to acquire a home-based business is so as to develop an income far greater than anything available to you as an employee. A well-structured home-based business like YTV will allow you to leverage your efforts by developing a network of people and by developing additional internet-based income streams. Your first goal, then, is to seek out a home-based business that appeals to you. I'd recommend that you choose a home business with a track record, one that's been around for at least 5 years. YTB's track record is twice that. Choose a home-based business like YTB, whose stock is publicly traded. This gives you complete visibility, something you won't get in a company that is privately held. This is because securities and exchange information is much more authoritative than anything that you'll receive via a Google search. Choose a company that provides a written guarantee that their compensation plan will never be changed negatively. YTB has just such a guarantee. And finally, choose a company that's received kudos from respected, independent third parties. YTD is a home-based business that meets all of these criteria. One of our company's founders, Roy Tomer, has been featured in widely respected Saturday Evening Post. Another of our company's founders, Kim Sorensen, was recently named one of the 33 most influential people in the travel industry. For many years now, Travel, a national newspaper of the travel industry, has listed YTD as being within the top 40 largest travel providers in the U.S. And this book, which is currently available online and in your local bookstore, lists YTB as one with two companies that meet all 15 of the following criteria. But there's fine, and it must be able to develop multiple streams of income. The business must have stable, growing, and long-term demand, and it must have low overhead and low startup costs. The business must be unique and difficult for competitors to copy, and it must have positive cash flow and low inventory costs. The products must appeal to everyone, and the business must be low risk and must have a minimal staffing requirement. And the products must fulfill a fundamental need. Everyone loves to travel, right? And finally, the business owner must be able to develop passive income. For all these reasons, YTB is absolutely the perfect business. Why not get started today?
All right. That gives you more information about the tax savings for home-based business. And that concludes our show for today. Make sure you send us a text at 252-406-0774 or give us a call at 252-406-0774. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. And, hey, we'll catch you again here tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, with the We Work From Home Morning Show. Until next time, God bless you.